Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. Anuch Thomason. Another stopgap spending bill has cleared Congress, heading to President Biden for his signature. It averts a looming partial government shutdown. Congressman Chip Roy does not like it. The Texas Republican says the well-being of the republic is threatened when we spend money that we don't have. Following a series of highly publicized stunts, Hunter Biden finally agrees to a closed-door deposition before two House committees. It's part of the impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. The deposition is set for February 28th. More severe weather hammering parts of the country today, from the Midwest to the Northeast. A couple of big storms are on the move, bringing snow across a vast area, including to some of the biggest cities of the East Coast.
We're looking at the potential there for a few inches of snow stretching from the Washington, D.C. metro, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and up towards the New York City metro, where there could be as much as 1 to locally 3 inches of snow.
Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service. More than 36 people have died as a result of severe weather this week. The Pacific Northwest, the Plains, and the Midwest have also seen their share of stormy weather in recent days. It's the 51st annual March for Life going on today in Washington, D.C. The American Life League's Hugh Brown says the pro-life struggle goes on because abortion is not going away.
I don't think there's a law we can pass. I don't think there's a president, there's a judge we can nominate and get placed. It's going to end abortion because abortion is entrenched in the minds and the hearts of the people of this country.
Today's is the second March for Life since the repeal of Roe versus Wade. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 111 points, the NASDAQ ahead 79, and the S&P trading 18 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantaged account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KSQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Despite a population base that continues to increase, water savings here in the Vegas Valley, they're going up. Preliminary numbers just released by the Southern Nevada Water Authority show last year's water use at 89 gallons per person per day. Now, that's down from 104 gallons in 2022 and 235 gallons back in 1990. Water officials are upping the ante this year when it comes to their water landscape rebate program, refunding up to $5 per square foot when customers get rid of their grass. That's a $2 increase over the current rate just for this year, by the way. They recently increased their parking fees. Now MGM Resorts International Properties, they have increased their resort fees between $2 and $6 per night, depending on the property. Those new fees began Tuesday. They include a fee of $37 a night at Luxor and Excalibur to $50 a night at Aria, Vidara, Bellagio, and the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Resort fees are a common practice among Las Vegas properties, added to room charges to pay for additional services and amenities like the fitness center access and free Wi-Fi. That fee normally added at the end of the stay when checking out. It was back in December, just in time for the New Year's Eve celebrations. MGM Properties raised self-parking fees to $18 a day midweek, $23 on the weekend. And add another food hall to the list. Canteen Food Hall, formerly known as the Carnival World Buffet, it opens today over at the Rio, continuing that trend of turning casino buffets into food halls. That trend now includes Proper Eats Food Hall over at Aria and Eat Your Heart Out at Durango Casino Resort. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still have that heavy braking on the Eastern Valley as you drive in toward Henderson right now. The accident on 95 southbound before Flamingo. I got a big backup to go with that. I already have the construction cones in place, which keep the speeds down every day, but now an accident 95 southbound approaching Flamingo. New incident being reported at the Spaghetti Bowl. This is on the transition ramp from 95 southbound to get on to 15 southbound. All clear on the Beltway now. Mostly cloudy skies today. We'll hit the low 60s this afternoon, 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. Everything you need to know to start your day. News, weather, traffic, sports. We have got it all for you. And joining us in this hour, we are happy to have him back. Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo. He's running for Congress in CD4. He is a retired Air Force combat commander and a darn good guy to boot. And he joins us. Thanks for being a part of the show today.
Kevin, thanks for having me on again.
You have been really, really busy, and I'll get to your kind of your activities, which have been voluminous over the course of the last few weeks. But I first of all want to get just a general sense of kind of a state of the race in CD4. Can you give me a sense of where you think you are and how this race is progressing for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, the race is doing great. And as you mentioned, I've been extremely busy. I've been running for over a year now for this seat because I think it's an important seat that we flip, that we get rid of Stephen Horsford. And I took it seriously from the beginning. And there's just so many things going on. This administration has given us so much to talk about. So it's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is. You did something that I did 6 months ago, and that is you went to our southern border. I want to compare notes with you and see what you found. For me, it was an eye-opening experience. It really honestly was. I went to McAllen and went to the border. It was incredible. What about from your perspective? Where did you go? What did you see?
Yeah, actually, I went down to the Arizona border. There's a town there called Sasebe, which is south of Tucson, and probably just like you, I was flabbergasted, appalled. It was nothing as I expected, so much worse.
In what sense? Obviously, when you see the steady flow of illegal immigrants coming across our border, and you say, where's the border patrol? Where's our military? What did you see when you were down there?
Well, there was no lack of border patrol, given that. It was what they were doing. So the Sasebe has a border crossing there, a port of entry. It was completely closed. It gated up. Nobody was there. Nobody was manning it. but I just assumed that the wall that had been built was still standing. And if you haven't been down there, there are so many holes that have been cut out of the wall. And you can go a mile, mile and a half from the port of entry that they've closed. So that way, I guess they can close, they can claim it's a closed border. And then all these holes start to happen. And I'm like, how did these holes get here? These are crazy. Big, enormous holes, cut right out of the fence. And people just pouring right in and nobody there to stop them. Border Patrol is not stopping them. They just walk in and then they just wait. They build campfires right there once they hopped in the border. And then they just wait for either these humanitarian folks to come pick them up, and take them to a camp, where they can get food and water. And then the Border Patrol will come and pick them up. The interesting thing is that instead of being depressed that the Border Patrol is there, they're happy and they're cheering. And they know they've made it, and they know they're going to be processed, and they know they're going to be released into the country. It was just amazing to me how many, and the percentage of children being brought in, really saddened me, because you don't know how many of these children are being trafficked. And more children than adults were coming across that border, and they were being processed, picked up by the Border Patrol, and who knows where they take them, probably up to Tucson or Phoenix to some processing centers up there, and then they get released. I had no idea that, one, our border was so porous, even the part that has been finished, and two, how many people just walk across with no fear, and they're actually happy when the Border Patrol picks them up.
Again, Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo joining us. He's running for Congress in CD4. Did you come away from your visit to our southern border with Arizona? Did you come away with any solutions, any ideas of what we need to be doing?
We have to secure the border. It's actually a simple solution. Let's enforce the laws that we already have on the book, and let's secure the border. The Border Patrol is not there to stop people from crossing. Right now, they are there to pick them up and process them. There's no effort at all for the Border Patrol to keep people from coming through these holes. And it's very simple to me. Secure the border and enforce the laws that we have in place. That is easy, and that is laws that this administration is choosing to ignore.
I want to talk to you about the race. And we'll get to some of the other things you've been up to, which is just mind-boggling. But I'm curious, when you, as you say, you've been running for this seat for a year. What are the issues that people come to you and say, you got to address this, you got to address that?
So there are a number. You know, as you know, I'm a lot of my district is up in the rurals. So there are federal issues that come up, like national security, like border security, energy independence, and you know, the economy that we have right now. Those are all federal issues that can be fixed at a federal level. Locally, parental rights, school choice, and our governor is doing an exceptional job trying to get that fixed. Those are issues that are right on the minds of most of the voters in my district. If you get out into the rurals, They're worried about land usage rights. They're worried about medical. They don't have a lot of access to medical out there. And those are the local issues that I hear so much of.
You have been very, very busy on a number of fronts, not only campaigning, but in doing things that are really good for our state and for our community. Am I right? You just organized a 24-ton shipment of food to get to Israel, courtesy of Malta's Knights. Can you talk a little bit about what that was all about and how you got involved?
Yeah, so when October 7th happened, we were all appalled, you know, with what Hamas was doing out of Gaza, the attacks, the unprovoked attacks that were being done. And, you know, I'm a national security guy, been in the Air Force for 24 years, and, you know, I understand international relations, and I understand the need to help people. And in my opinion, Israel is in need, and organizations got, you know, need to get together and provide whatever they can provide. And as a Knight of Malta, our mission is to help those in need. And I saw the need to do something for Israel. I'm not rhetoric. I'm not a guy who's just going to stand there and say, we need to stand with Israel. We need to support Israel. You know, I put my money where my mouth is, and I do things. And that's how I am, and that's how I lead. That's why I went to the border. So
as a Knight of Malta, which is the Order of St. John's of Jerusalem, Hospitallers, we're the oldest order of knights that we date back to the Crusades. So, and our mission was always to help those in need, help those that need medical care. And we continue that mission today. So one of the things that we have to our disposal is the rice fields in Thailand. We have knights there in Thailand. And so we organized the rice. The logistics of it for Israel was a little bit harder because we had to make sure that it was blessed by a rabbi before it got picked up. And we had to make sure it was kosher, so we had it certified kosher before it could be put on a ship and sent to Israel. So all that stuff was done. And then it was just delivered to Israel this week, earlier this week. There was some terrorist attacks going on, which we don't even hear about. The media is very silent on what's still happening in Israel. But there are some terrorist attacks, so our order asked that I not come. That they took care of it from the order, the people, the knights that we have stationed throughout the world and in the Mediterranean.
And you're fairly confident that this 24-ton shipment of food aid will get to the Israeli people?
It will. One of the interesting things is my family crest, we date back, and the crest also has some information on it about the Crusades and how we were in some battles supporting the Jewish people, supporting Israel and Jerusalem. And my crest alone would probably prevent any Muslim from ever touching them.
Let me just ask you, looking ahead to the race, June 11th is the primary, and it's going to be vitally important. Can you talk a little bit about what your path to victory is going to look like, what the strategy is going to be going forward? Will there be debates? Will there be all kinds of things like that?
So, don't know about debates yet. I haven't seen my opponent out and about as much as I have. And, you know, getting out into the communities. So we haven't really been in conversation with him. And, you know, the path to victory is to get out, understand the local issues, do things like I've been doing for years now, is helping the homeless through an organization called Shine a Light, going into the tunnels and trying to rehabilitate and get help for the homeless that are out there. And that word gets out. Strategy-wise, you know, we've already started the ground game. We're getting out into the inner city, and we're hitting all the doors. So to win this election, we're going to do things that as Republicans we don't necessarily like to do, and that's ballot harvest, and that's knock on these doors of the 170,000 voters that we didn't, the Republican voters that didn't vote last cycle. So we have to do all those things. We didn't lose by much in any of the races. So when we go about that effort and we get out, there's no doubt in my mind that we will win this.
Let me just ask you, because we've got a presidential caucus coming up on February 8th. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of people getting involved in the caucus come February 8th?
You know, if you want to be a part of Nevada politics, you need to be involved in the caucus. You know, we still have elements within our party that are still complaining about the caucus and still fighting the caucus and still saying bad things. And
as a military guy, you sit around the table, you have meetings, you discuss, and you make a decision. And those discussions were done months ago, and the decision was made months ago. And at some point, you have to get on board, and you have to follow the direction of the decision. And we have to come together as a party, and we have to stop fighting and resisting this, because it's going to happen. It's 2 weeks away, and we need volunteers. We need people to get with the county party. We've been having meetings weekly, getting volunteers started, but we need more. And if you're out there and you want to be involved, get involved in the caucus, because it's going to happen, and we need to pick the right person to be president.
And do you have a favorite in the race? It's now winnowed down to a field of three. What about it?
So I have already openly endorsed President Trump. I think he's the one that can get in there on day one and know what's going on and know how to fix this. If we get back to energy independence, and energy independence isn't all about oil. It's about all options on the table for energy. And it's not about shutting down one of them like this administration did. But if we get back to energy independence, we're going to fix the economy. Because as a store owner, as a business owner, my costs go up because of transportation costs. My costs go up because I have to pay my employees more, because this inflation has cost them and their families. So we fix energy independence, and we can almost instantly see a downturn in the inflation that's going on. So those are all things that we need to have happen, and I think President Trump is the one that on day one understands the issues and understands how to treat our adversaries, how to show strength in that office. It was very obvious to me when I decided to run that we were going to have national security issues, because when we have a weak president, all these other countries that hate us are going to rear their ugly heads. And they did. And it was very predictable.
David, it's always good to visit with you. If folks want to help you, if they want to help your campaign at this juncture, what is it your campaign needs from my listeners right now?
You know, you were talking about the things I've been doing. I just got back from D.C. as well. So I spent a week in D.C., met some great congressmen, some great organizations. But, you know, unfortunately, politics is about money. And every time I go and every person I talk to there, their first two questions are, how much money have you raised? How many donors do you have? So it's not all about getting $1,000 from everybody, even $10. Even $10 to the campaign, because then my donor count goes up. Currently, I'm the highest congressional candidate that has the most we haven't seen the reports from fourth quarter yet. And I have the most donors, and I have the most cash raised. So that's all going well. But unfortunately, I need about $3.5 million to beat Stephen Horsford. And as a military guy and a small business owner, that's not in my bank account. So I do need help. They can go to electdavidflippo.com. That's electdavidflippo.com. Go to my website, read more about me, read what my issues are, where I stand on the issues. At least I'm willing to stand up and endorse Trump. My opponent has not done that. Not sure where he stands. So electdavidflippo.com, and you get help.
David, always good to get with you. Thank you so much for all you have done for our community, and I think your time of public service is not over. It's going to be interesting to see how this race plays out. Thank you so much, my friend. You have a good one. Be safe out there.
Kevin, always a pleasure. Thank you.
There you go, David Flippo, and running for Congress in CD4. We've got to unseat Stephen Horsford. The guy is bad, 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 bad. Stick around. We'll talk more about this and also get you ready for Randy Sutton, the retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. We'll talk about Uvalde, bad policing, and UNLV, great policing. We'll talk about all that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, days from the New Hampshire primary, the latest numbers and political machinations underway. Clay and I will break that down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
Hey, fellow business owners, Kevin Wall here, and I've got a game changer for you. When it comes to your team's safety and your business's success, think Blue Sky for workers' compensation insurance. Blue Sky Insurance is a locally owned and operated independent insurance brokerage focused on solving your small business insurance needs. You know that accidents can throw any business owner a curveball, but if you work with Blue Sky, you can consider your bases covered. Owners Steve and Amy Miller will help you with a tailored plan designed to handle the accidents and let you do what you do best, run your business. Whether you've been in business for years or you're just starting out, call Blue Sky today. Do it right now, 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com. Blue Sky Insurance, your partner in workplace safety, 702-410-8020, or online at blueskylv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years, 5 years, more? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know if you saw the news conference held by Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday and addressing parents and relatives of those that lost their lives in Uvalde, Texas. It was horrible to think that bad policing led to the deaths of so many.